A stretch of highway between Austin and San Antonio, Texas, will soon have what's believed to be the fastest speed limit in the country, 85 miles an hour. The new toll road, which runs for 41 miles on State Highway 130, is raising eyebrows in some parts of the country. But in Texas, where speed limits up to 80 are not uncommon, this new maximum speed is being welcomed by some drivers, who say the long stretches of highway between cities would be interminable without the higher limits. Ben Ware is a transportation reporter for the Austin American-Statesman and has been writing about the new highway and the new speed limit. Ben, welcome. And could you give us a sense of what you're hearing about the speed limit? As we said, some people are delighted with it since it will cut down on drive time, but is there any opposition?
Well, I have been getting a few emails from people that are of the opinion that if you get much above 65 miles per hour, people just, their reflexes aren't good enough to sustain that speed. And of course, the higher the speed, the worse consequences of an accident. But what state officials have been arguing over the last couple of years, as a lot of 70 mile per hour speed limits in Texas became 75 and became 80, as you said, is that what really causes accidents is not necessarily high speed, but differentials of speeds. In other words, if you artificially set the speed limit at 65 or 70 and the roads suggest to people that they can comfortably go 80, then you're going to get some people going the speed limit and you're going to get other people going 80, 85, and that's when accidents would happen. At least that's what they say.
So how did this particular number, 85 miles an hour, come into effect? How do they decide on that particular speed?
Well, Governor Rick Perry, as you know, has been in office since the earth cooled, has been pushing for privatization of toll road contracts basically since 2004. And they made the agreement to do this road with this consortium of companies led by a Spanish company back in 2007. And it had language in the agreement that said the payments between the concession company and TxDOT, which is our transportation agency, that the payments would be based on what the speed limit is. If it was 75, there'd be a certain payment to TxDOT. If it was 80, it would be this. And if it was 85, it'd be this. Now, they did not mention anything higher than 85 in the contract.
So the higher the speed on the road, the more money that goes back to the state?
Yes, either as an upfront payment, which is what they've chosen to do, or as a percentage of the tolls themselves. It's a 50-year contract between TxDOT and this company. And it had sort of an either-or option there. Either TxDOT could take the money up front in as much as $100 million if the speed limit is 85 miles per hour, or increasing percentages of the toll revenue over the years.
What's the rationale for the state getting more money if the speed limit is higher?
That when the speed limit is higher, that will draw more people to the road because they'll be able to bypass the parallel interstate, which is Interstate 35.
Ah, so then the private company gets more tolls, and the state wants to get more money if the company's getting more tolls.
Exactly.
We don't have many or any private roads here in Massachusetts. Is this private road phenomenon a common thing in Texas?
Well, it's becoming that way, and it's not unique to Texas, but Texas is something of a leader in this. That is, if you exclude, say, the rest of the world, because there are a lot of these in Europe. But in the United States, the main examples that people might have heard was when Indiana essentially leased one of its toll roads to a private company when Mitch Daniels did this a few years ago, and there was a large payment to Indiana. And in Chicago, the Chicago Skyway Highway, which I believe is in the southern part of Chicago, there was a similar deal done there. But in Texas, yes, there's this road, and there are several more under construction in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that have this sort of agreement.
Do these private companies have a say in what the speed limits might be?
Well, not officially. The speed limit in the case of this road and in the case of the other roads are set by the Texas Transportation Commission, which is an appointed body appointed by the governor, which sets policy for TxDOT. And they put that in there because they knew there was public concern that if the toll road companies exclusively could set the toll rates and the speed limits, that there would be more political opposition. So TxDOT sets both the speed limits and the toll rates. As I've suggested in some things I've written, the way this 85-mile-per-hour speed limit was set by TxDOT certainly is worth examination. They did what's called a trial run on a road that is not yet open. It won't open until sometime in October. And they had a single engineer drive the road without looking at his speedometer at what he supposedly would deem a prudent speed, while somebody else looked at the speedometer. By amazing coincidence, he drove somewhere in the vicinity of 85 miles per hour, and then they used that single trial run to set what they're calling an interim speed limit. Once the road opens, they would conduct something a little more rigorous where they actually measure the speeds of actual drivers, and then they would set the speed limit based on what most of those people are driving. As I suggested in what I wrote, it would be amazing if that doesn't come out at 85 miles per hour as well, because then the state would probably have to refund some or all of that $100 million, and I suspect that's not something they're going to want to do.
Ben, you know this, but many highway safety groups point out that when a speed limit is 85, drivers are actually more likely to go 95, 100. And if you are in a collision at that speed, you're unlikely to survive it. What did the state and the companies say about that reality?
What state officials say is that that might be true at a 70-mile-per-hour speed limit, that if the road feels like you can safely go 77, 78 miles per hour, a whole lot of people are going to go that speed. They don't say that necessarily holds true at higher speed limits like 80 or 85. They say that people will go at the speed that the road naturally suggests, and so they don't believe it's necessarily true that people will go 90 or 95 on an 85-mile-per-hour speed limit road.
Ben Ware is a transportation reporter with the American Statesman. He joins us on the line from Austin, Texas. Ben, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your thoughts on that new 85-mile-an-hour speed limit? Go to hereandnow.org, where you can leave a comment or send us an email. You can also follow us on Twitter at hereandnow. Tomorrow, we'll look back at a horrendous fire that happened in a Rhode Island nightclub 9 years ago. One lawyer says the station nightclub was built to burn. And later in the show today, the Supreme Court ruled that automatic life without parole sentences for juveniles is unconstitutional. So states are now scrambling to figure out what to do with prisoners who murdered people when they were teenagers. News is next, here and now.